chances are, even if you are off today, you are not having a white Christmas. But in the mountains of California, there is snow on the ground today, and that is good news because snowpack will help ease some of the state's devastating drought. One-third of California is still experiencing exceptional drought. That's the highest level, and even though that sounds like a lot, it is down from 55% earlier this month. There have been some big storms. Joining us from KPCC in Pasadena is Jay Famiglietti, a hydrologist and senior water scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Jay, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we know that we have seen some rain and some snow recently in California, but you have used satellite data to calculate that the state would need 11 trillion gallons of water to recover from the drought. Can you put that into some kind of perspective for us? Because that is an awfully big number.
Yeah, 11 trillion gallons for sure is rather mind-boggling. It's about 1.5 times the capacity of Lake Mead, which is the United States' biggest reservoir. So it's a huge amount of water. And though we're quite thankful for having this recent rainfall and snowfall, we really do have a long way to go to dig out of this drought.
Well, how much has that helped the drought in California, the recent rain? There have been some very big storms, historic storms in California. But how much has that helped?
It's a start. We've had a few inches of precipitation, probably about maybe 5 or 6 inches statewide. But, you know, an average year in California is about 22 inches of precipitation. So we've got a long way to go just to get up to the average. And many of us that follow the drought think that we need probably about 3 years of above average precipitation to get out of this drought that we're in.
Do the recent storms give you any indication that it's going to be a wet winter?
I don't think that there's any indication that the rainfall will continue at the, you know, it's been going at a pretty good clip. There were some early hope for a strong El Nino year, but that has sort of fizzled out. You know, with weather prediction, especially after you get out a few weeks and start thinking about a month or two, it's you get into a real gray area. So we'll just have to wait and see.
But with all of this recent rain and snow up in the mountains, do you fear that Californians are going to be complacent about conservation efforts as the drought continues?
That certainly is my expectation. And I think it's really, really natural because even I felt a great sense of relief when we got our first heavy rain. So we just have to keep our eye on the ball, so to speak, and really stay vigilant. You know, it's not unlike having a big credit card debt and, you know, finally being able to make some payments on it. But, you know the debt is big and you have to stay on it. That's sort of like what we're facing here.
Is it even possible, though, to get that 11 trillion gallons of water and recover from this 3-year drought, let's say in the next 3 years?
It's possible. I mean, it's absolutely possible. And there's been plenty of course, wet and dry periods in the historical record. My gut feeling is that it's unlikely. And as much as I appreciate having this wet winter so far, it's been amazing. You know, if it doesn't continue, and it's unlikely that it will. So we really do have some rough times ahead.
Well, tell us about what you have seen as you've looked at satellite imagery to see the effects of this drought. What are you seeing when you look at those images?
That's really where my perspective is coming from. So we see this very clear picture of declining water storage, and it's not just snow, and it's not just the water in the reservoirs. It's groundwater as well. And when we look at California back to 2002 up to the present, we actually see quite a steady decline in the total amount of water stored in California over this last 12-year period. So arguably, we could say we've been in drought for this whole time period and that our total amount of water storage, the amount of water stored in California, has been in decline since 2002.
Since 2002, which would tell you what? Is that something that could just be a natural cycle? You've said there have been wet and dry periods, or is that something that's clearly a change in the climate long term?
When it comes to an event, even if it's a one-day event or a multi-year event, it's very difficult to say if one particular event is related to climate change. But there are a couple of important points. One is that we do expect to see more frequent drought in the future because of climate change and changes. The changes are changes in the way and the circulation of the atmosphere that would lead to fundamental changes in the weather and climate in the region. The other thing is this current drought, this last three-year period, the thing that's really anomalous about it is the record high temperatures. And so it's that combination of the very high temperature with what might be a natural climate pattern with respect to rainfall that suggests that this one may be more, you know, climate change driven. It may be more like what we'll be seeing in the future.
And yet for those of us outside of California, and we know that the state is a huge producer of fruits and vegetables, for example, we haven't noticed yet the effects of this drought. Is that because people have just done a very good job hiding those effects, that we can still go out and buy avocados grown in California? Or is it just it hasn't really shown up yet in a real way?
You know, the real reason behind it that the rest of the nation hasn't felt the impacts yet is because of the reliance on groundwater. So we haven't had snow and snow melt and rainfall, so we haven't had water in our streams and reservoirs. And farmers in California have been using a tremendous amount of groundwater.
Just using up all the reserves.
They're using up the reserves. That's the problem. And so we need to put the brakes on the reserves, just like, again, if you're unemployed and you don't have any income and you are relying on your savings. That's what we're doing right now with water in California. We're relying on groundwater, our strategic reserve, like our savings account. And until recently, we've been depleting it at a very rapid clip. And so, you know, in a year or so, the wells are starting to go dry out here. And prices are starting to rise. And so if this continues in a year or so, those higher food prices will ripple across the country and, you know, around the world.
Jay Familietti is a hydrologist and the senior water scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.